Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
That is not Ozzy or Black Sabbath. It sounds like it, though. Hey, everybody, welcome to Friday. It's time to party. Are you guys ready to party? It's a fucking Terry and Gatz fucking comedy party show. We're going to have a good time. My name is Terry Guile. Across the table sits my co-host,
Friday Gatz.
He's Friday Gatz. And we're the Terry and Gatz Friday show. Ooh. Coming in your ear holes.
I am stoked as fuck that it's Friday.
I know. I can't believe it. Made it through another week. It's cooled down a little bit. There's some clouds floating around in the sky. Not so hot. And that's a forecast. I hope I'm correct on that one. Let's see. What's going on in the background here? Some Sabbath sound and doom metal that is for my buddy Hans. Our buddy Hans. This is a new band. A new demo. 2013. A band called Snowchild. See if you can find them anywhere. They just have one video on YouTube. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. It looks like it's called...
Ooh, that's Ozzy. Come on.
Kings of Cock.
That's Ozzy.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
We had that discussion, you remember, when we compared bands, and this might even be...
More than both of those other bands.
Oh, dude, I thought you were playing New Sabbath.
Stone Jesus, Chevy. That was the debate.
The other two, yeah.
But now I think this Snowchild.
Snowcock, was that what you said?
Kings of Cock, but it's spelled...
Oh, Kings of Cock.
K-O-C-H.
That's kind of like the Kings of Leon.
Is that Koch or Cock?
At Koch?
It's K-O-C-H. Kings K-O-C-H. Of Koch.
Ed Koch.
Kings of Ed Koch.
Yeah, Ed Koch was New York mayor and honorable People's Court.
Yes, for sure. You don't think I didn't know that. He was also a host of Saturday Night Live. Pretty funny on that one, too.
Really?
Right after 9/11.
Huh. When they had Bill Slane ever on there, I wonder?
Nah. No, but this was because he was a former mayor and 9/11 had just happened, I think.
Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani did the same thing, but...
Yep. Back when the nation had pride. Remember that for like 3 weeks?
Yeah, and then everything was funny again.
Yep.
You're like, can we make jokes about it yet? No, not yet. Wait a couple weeks. Okay. Can we make jokes about it now? So yeah, Kings of Cock, 2013, new demo. I came across this from my page on Facebook called Planet Doom.
Huh?
I hear of a lot of cool bands that I've never heard of. So when I hear of a cool one that I think Hans would like, I try to turn him onto it.
You think that would ever entice Hans to get on Facebook?
I doubt it. He'd probably go to planetdoom.com first.
Sweet.
If there's such a thing.
All right.
I don't know. He's got a cool picture, too. I don't know if it's their album cover, but it's some psychedelic drawing of a face and a face and a face.
Ah.
And then it looks like a motor, but it looks like an alien, and then it looks like a frog, and then it looks like... It's weird, dude.
Motor head, frog head.
Three faces and a face head, yeah. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm having a fun time today.
Do you know who recorded the most songs of all time?
Elvis Presley.
The Mills Brothers.
The Mills Lane? Judge Mills?
Mills Brothers. Now, can that be the artist who wrote or who recorded the most songs?
So you're talking for cereal commercials?
No, I'm just talking. That's recorded the most songs.
Who the fuck's
the record for the Mills?
Who's the Mills Brothers?
I don't know, but can they? They 2,250. That's all.
250 songs.
2,250.
Oh, Jesus Christ! So how come I've never heard of one?
I don't know. Maybe you have, and you just didn't know it. Remember Mills Coffee?
Yeah.
I don't think they wrote anything about that.
Was one of those brothers in the army ever?
I don't know, but
because I knew General Mills.
No. Dude, that guy was king of cereal.
He was a serial killer.
Yep.
Serial king.
Do you want your do you want your cereal made by the General Mill?
No, I want it by a specific mill. Not just any General Mill will do. If it was money, I would take a General Mill anytime.
General Mill?
Just a General Mill of $1 million.
Yeah, General Mill. Wow, these guys. All right, I got the Mills Brothers right here. They're from Ohio. Jazz traditional pop years active 1928 to 1982.
Okay.
John Mills, Herbert Mills, Harry Mills, Donald Mills, and John Mills Sr.
Fucking man, that's a lot of Mills.
Yep.
You need a mill right up in this bitch.
They combined sold for more than 50 million copies.
50 mils?
at least 36 gold records.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they're, right. Let's see their discography or their influence. Dean Martin and the Bee Gees were influenced by the Mills Brothers.
All right.
And they were in some movies back then in the day. But I don't know what their popular songs were. I guess they didn't have any.
They didn't list them?
No, I'm not seeing any.
Well, fuck, man. I got 2,251
Wait a minute.
Songs that I recorded at my house.
No, they used to play in an opera house between Rin Tin Tin features.
Rin Tin Tin?
Yep. And then we're on the radio. And Duke Ellington gave them their big break. And there we go. Other hits followed: Goodbye Blues, their theme song, Nobody's Sweetheart, Old Rockin' Chair, Lazy River, How Am I Doin', and others.
I don't... okay. Well, I guess they can take that.
Yeah. When their records came out, they stated, no musical instruments or mechanical devices used on this recording other than one guitar.
So they're vocalists, then.
Mm-hmm. Yep, four boys and a guitar is what they claim to be. Four boys and a guitar. They gave a performance. African Americans, 1934, gave a performance to British royalty.
Wow.
This is an interesting
I've never heard of... Well, at least they made a lot of songs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, not very good for a podcast fodder.
It wasn't. How did we even get on there?
I don't know, dude. You just said, hey.
We talked about the record for the most songs recorded.
How did you?
By an artist.
Why did you think of that?
I just read it in random facts.
Oh, okay. So that will happen sometimes. Random facts. Sometimes.
Here's another one I won't get too far into, but reindeers like bananas. Remember that at Christmas time when you put out your cookies.
Wow. Okay.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
I'll remember that.
Dogs and humans are the only animals with prostates.
Wow. That's weird.
It is.
Okay. I got one for you. In 2006, a parrot was summoned to court as a witness in a divorce trial.
I could see that.
The parrot described three pretty dollies that the husband had tickled while his wife was away.
Mm-hmm.
And he also identified the women in the photographs. calling them by their correct names.
Hmm.
Fucking asshole. Fucking little narc.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, that's mean though, man.
Why would people want a bird that mimics their actions when they're not doing good?
You're a narc. You're a narc.
That is crazy.
You're a narc.
You know it would take less than a million steps to walk from Boston to New York?
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot, though.
It is.
Okay, let's get done with these fucking freaky facts. All right, it's Friday. Be sure to go down to the Benton County Fairgrounds tonight and watch Witch Mountain open for Blue Oyster
Cult. I thought
you
didn't like witches.
I like witches, but I don't like Witch Mountain. See, girls like witches, but they don't like Witch Mountain.
Oh.
See, girls don't like Witch Mountain unless they're 15 or under.
Ah.
It's weird. They just hear it and say, this is dumb.
But they're all about the Wicked Witch and the...
And that fucking musical.
Girls always love that show. What is with that, The Wizard of Oz?
I don't know. I think it's stupid.
Dude, I've known plenty of chicks that freak out over Wizard of Oz.
It's not that big of a deal, really. I don't think so.
You ever watch it with the Pink Floyd thing going on?
I tried, but then I realized, because my daughter had recorded it on the DVR, but she recorded it off regular TV, so there was commercials, and I was all kicked back, and then all of a sudden there's a commercial.
Oil of Olay.
No way I'm going to be able to match it up again, because I don't know if it had been 3 seconds before I got the CD player. So I gave up. But I watched like the first 8 to 10 minutes.
I watched it once.
It doesn't, it's a farce.
There's a few like coincidences, but I mean, you read into it what you want.
I'm going to try it with every album I have and just see which one works best.
Well, or you could just take an obscure movie and write your own soundtrack to it.
Yeah.
And then start a rumor 10 years down the line.
Yeah. And what happens if you're listening to the, excuse me, I'm dying. If you're listening to the record and then it gets to the end of side one.
Oh, it's a rotating. I've heard that it fits if you just continue playing both sides.
But like what if you're a quicker flipper than someone else and you flip the record?
You're supposed to pause.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I never did it never thought about it in the context of having to flip anything over.
It's like it's an hour and a half movie, right?
Yeah.
Pink Floyd Wall or Dark Side of the Moon is only like 45 minutes.
Yeah, I think it goes through twice. That's what I heard. I didn't watch it like that, though.
That's fucking stupid.
There was a few things like when the tornado comes, it's like the lady's going,
gig in the sky.
Yeah, and then when the first chime.
It all goes to color.
It all goes to color, yeah. And, you know, there's a few coincidences like that. Which is which? When the two witches, it shows one, then the other. I don't know, man.
I'm going to start looking at all the lengths of my records and CDs and find one that's the exact length of another movie that's in my movie collection. And I'm just going to...
Start your own conspiracy theories.
Yeah. It was like, I was watching Lonesome Dove, and it matches up perfect with Cannibal Corpse's Kill. One episode of the Trailer Park Boys matches up episode... Awesome with the EP, Poison Idea, Pick Your Kings.
That's
like
awesome.
When Randy takes his shirt off, the guy says something about taking your shirt off.
Mm-hmm. And the crowd goes wild.
You guys are playing Space in the Middle of the Street, and then it's like a song about space in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you listen to that Wasp album while you're watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Or Blindin' Textin'.
Yeah, and that'll come up, and then... It'll be like, that's right when they're in Texas.
Exactly. And there's a bee flying around. I wonder, speaking of records and the fact that I've been listening to records again, I wonder what happened to all the records on the walls of the Dixie.
I don't know. I heard they were taken down.
Oh, I know they were taken down. That's why I wonder what became of them. If Jake kept them or...
I thought they were just sleeves.
I think they were, but I'm sure he must have had all the records somewhere.
Well, I don't know.
You think he just had a burning party and burnt all the vinyl and just kept his sleeves?
No, I doubt that. He probably would have sold them for, some spending cabbage.
Yeah, or something. But
I don't know. I mean, I thought he just bought a bunch of sleeves on eBay.
I think he had people giving them to him in his own collection and stuff. Oh, okay. I don't know if he bought. He might have. I didn't ever hear that.
You're telling me his own own collection. He had expose.
Yeah, he used to love those guys. No, did you hear that he bought them on eBay, or you just guessed?
Somebody told me, but I don't know if it was who it was, and so I can't tell you the source.
All right,
I don't. And it wasn't. I don't remember it specifically being sleeves. I
might have just bought records for cheap.
It was just
you can buy
mass lots of records is what it was, which made sense to me because you had the expose next to the Maiden, and it was all cool and stuff like that. I liked the variety just because it triggered memories throughout of music.
Yep. And so for those of you who don't know that maybe didn't listen last week or aren't from the area, there's a changing of the guard at the local watering hole where a lot of good metal bands, and we had some cool comedy shows there with people like Andy Andrist and Don Frost, some pretty big local names. And
the Gat Show. The
Gat Show went down there, and we had a ton of good times when Jake and Kaylin Payne owned the place. Well, they've sold it, and the new lady, Colleen, apparently a big country fan, not the band Big Country, but a big fan of country music, which to me means, the records are down. She'll probably have country music on the weekends. I'm going to hit her up and see if maybe she might be interested in letting me host an open mic on a weeknight, a comedy open mic. But shit, being out there, I'd rather almost come into town here.
The place, it's time to get another an in-town venue again.
Yeah, I think so, too, because also the main anchor of the whole crew has now moved on. Jeannie, sad to see her go, the main bartender there for the last 3 or so years. And that was her place. That was her bar.
She ruled that roost.
She did. And, it was kind of probably
a lot of hard work in there.
And then the post that I said, or that I saw, said, I no longer work at the Dixie. I'm looking for a work elsewhere. She's going to be working at a gentleman's club, but just bartending. She had to say, I'm just going to be bartending, so don't get all excited. But, and then she also...
She's not going to be up there stripping.
No, but it'd be nice if she would. Maybe.
Certainly.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, so she said that someone had posted on there about hope everything's okay, what happened, I thought you were going to stay, and she said, well, I wanted to help, and obviously my help wasn't wanted. So there was a tiny bit of bitterness probably in there, but she was fine about it. It's just the place I call my home, she said, is no longer my home, so I'm going to move on and
certainly
find a new, because eras come and eras go.
I know, she put a lot of hard work in there, and probably... not paid as much as the work that she put in, not, that it wasn't, it just goes down.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, so I guess it's time to move on, and I've been thinking about and trying to think about a place that I could have a room to start like an open mic or a monthly showcase with an open mic afterwards or something like that.
What's a place to rent?
And it's easier to do something like that than to get a band to commit to having heavy metal and hard rock bands come in, especially
if
the smaller places.
If you could rent a business space for like $800 a month, I mean, you could maybe run it just a couple times a week.
Yeah, but it'd be tough. I wouldn't want to take that much of an undertaking first until I got a good, solid fan base and audience that is coming to the show regularly.
Certainly. Well, you'd want enough to know that, you could run it without risk for 6 months to be able to get a sustainable model going.
Yeah, I don't know if you read this or not, but recently in L.A., the longest running open mic in the country, 22 years, just came to an end.
Wow.
And this is a place where,
Was it open 24 hours a day?
No.
That would have been awesome.
No. And it was
That's
just
the
like...
club you need to start is it just starts and then it never ends.
Yeah. It was in an upstairs part of like this brewery or something, and it was like a small little room. I found out later that actually Chris Castle has performed there when he was in L.A. one time, and a lot of up-and-comers, Jamie Kennedy, Zach Galifianakis, a lot of those people. And just sad to see, you know, mics come and go, kind of like the Baghdad Theater. They're having their last thing on September 6th, the final comedy show at the Baghdad Theater in Portland. But, you know, when I see things like this end, it makes me want to start something. And so I've been
asking
around.
You know what's happening?
What? Change.
Podcast is killing local comedy.
You think so? They're just sitting home listening to us?
Maybe.
Don't you guys listen to me at the end of the thing? Don't just sit around listening to the fucking radio show of ours. It's funny and it's hilarious and you can enjoy it from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to drive around with other morons.
You can listen to it on the way to the show.
Yeah, it's a great commute. If you're driving somewhere, just listen to us and we'll get you where you're going. But yeah, so I've talked to some people. I've thought about Riley's because they've had comedy shows there before, but I just really don't, I've never dealt with those people and I don't think I want to.
I think
then there's the favorite mistake over there by the college, which is the bowl next to the bowling alley.
Those connected. Guys are country based, though, I think.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking comedy.
Well, certainly,
a
certainly.
Comedy room. We have country comedy.
We're
from the country. I'm just trying to find a place that I can have, like maybe on a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Tuesday night.
Open up my garage.
That too, but I just want some place that there might be a little bit of clientele to start with.
Bring them
so,
over.
So they can tell their friend. They'll be there drinking a beer, trying to watch the game. Or say, hey, we're going to have a comedy show. Shut that fucking TV off. Ha ha. Yeah. Isn't that funny? Ha ha. You like to cut people's legs off with chainsaws? Check out this story.
I think you have to have TVs in a comedy club, though. I think you need two overhead right above the performer showing Benny Hill running around in circles.
So they're laughing constantly.
Yep.
Yeah. Just have funny images. Cats upside down hanging from Venetian blinds.
What about the yakety sack show where instead of gonging people, you yakety sack them off the stage?
Oh, you're out.
Yep.
Yeah. And then they just got to dance around like an old
that
man.
Way everybody ends with a laugh.
Yeah, they're like, ah, oh, you got kicked off.
Yeah. You got yakety'd.
I'll maybe bring that up to Drew at the Donkey Donk Kong Donkey Show down there in Eugene. They're still doing that every other Monday.
Right on.
As a matter of fact, this coming Monday, 1, 2, 3 days from now, you should go down to Taylor's Bar on 13th and Kincaid in Eugene, and you can try your hand at stand-up, and you might get gonged off the stage. Maybe he'll play Yakety Sax if I bring him. Once you hear Benny Hill, get the fuck off. And then we'll have someone run out there with one of those, like, sheep staffs, like a big long cane, and just rope him off the neck.
Benny Hill style. Or no, you got to have a bench on there. You got to have somebody run up there and chase him off the stage around the bench.
3-4 times around the bench.
Yep, and then they run off the stage.
And then sit down in fast motion and fall off the back. Everything's funnier in fast motion.
It is.
If I just act like I'm in fast motion, but not talking fast motion, it'd be really weird. Because if you try to tell jokes really fast, it's not that funny. It ruins your delivery.
You know who had a great delivery?
Mr. McFeely. Speed delivery! Octomom?
No, she had an excellent one, too, but Bronson Pinchot on The Langoliers.
Oh, Stephen King movies.
Yeah.
TV, made for TV.
Langoliers.
So, yeah, I know what's
creepy
happening.
Creepy guy.
I know what's happening to you. You're watching The Dome, and you can't get enough.
Certainly.
So you're like, what else has Stephen King got that I can watch? So
miniseries.
You watched The Langoliers, and you watched something else, didn't you, Stephen?
Bag of Bones.
Yeah, a shorter 2-hour, 3-hour thing.
Yeah, that one, it was presented on Netflix as a movie, but I think it was a 2-part thing, right?
For sure. It was a 2-part.
Definitely creepy. On that one.
Yeah.
The other one was, The Langoliers was very interesting about the...
A little more sci-fi silly.
Certainly. But about the time eaters, how they come up and swallow, so time travel isn't possible. I'd never really thought about that kind of a thing, and it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, that... But I didn't understand why... What was that guy's motive for volunteering?
I haven't watched it for years. So.
Well, the one guy, the Australian guy, who I kept thinking was Hugh Jackman.
Oh, but this was way pre.
Yeah, yeah. And but he volunteered at the end to, like, stay awake so that he would be the one that would disappear when they went through the rift.
So you're wondering why he did that?
Yeah, because he, you know, and the love story in there with between him and the other girl was kind of pointless. Then at the end, he's like...
Well, maybe it was to make it that more gripping, to like, oh, he loved her, and then he even sacrificed his own life so she could live.
Yeah,
maybe.
And I think he was on his way to, like, perform a hit on somebody, too, or something.
Because it'd have
like
to be
that.
One or the other, right? She couldn't live if he lived.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was making
And it was
sacrifice.
All creepy just about the creatures, and
they
were weird looking. They had those rotating teeth, and then you immediately think of It, how, you know, you can't really portray a scary monster on screen that is supposed to be unimaginable.
That he's written out in awesome detail. When you read the book, you're like, whoa, what the fuck could that even look like? And then they try to say, like...
So was it anything, like when you saw that monster, was it anything that you expected it to look like?
From reading the book, no.
Yeah.
No. It was,
what did you imagine?
I can't just... I'd have to read his description, because that's what makes... But...
Yeah.
It was certainly. It was less mechanical looking and less... I don't know. More organic.
All right.
My mind makes a more organic...
Well, certainly
like
it would make sense that it would be more organic as being a natural...
Beast or a monster.
Yeah,
or
rather
sort.
Than something with weird teeth that... Looks just like a human flesh gnar.
And the weirdest thing to me about reading those books and then seeing them later is who ends up playing the people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you've read this book, like Bag of Bones, which was a pretty big-ass long book,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to know this character and you know who he is. And
very ghost story-y, too.
Then all of a sudden, it's fucking James Bond.
Yeah.
That's not who I had in mind. I did not have...
Was he James Bond, too, before?
Remington Steele.
Remington Steele.
Her
yeah,
and
that
the,
is a flash.
That fucking Zimblis chick that was the daughter of Ephraim Zimblis Jr.
Yeah.
Remember that show FBI? Was that before your time in the 70s?
I think so.
FBI starring Ephraim Zimblis Jr. We used to like to say that name just because it was kind of a challenge to say.
Not like a Roberto Montalban?
Kind of. Right. Ephraim Zimblist, because that sounds like gibberish, mm-hmm. especially to a kid. His name's Ephraim Zimblist. What the fuck is that? Ephraim Zimblist?
Yeah,
that sounds like the email that you get back from a fucking Craigslist.
Sounds
post
like
for,
half a name
for Casual Encounters Craigslist, and you get a message from Ephraim Zimblist. Please just check into this website. It's free, and once you do that, I'll call you back.
Yeah.
What? Okay. You're not real. You're a fembot mm-hmm. in a wet T-shirt.
Those are funny, though. I responded to one time and then got a bunch of things back.
Oh,
you know, responded knowing fully well that I would, but I was like, you know.
Sometimes
it's funny how many respond, because I think I responded something like, that has nothing to do with what I would.
Exactly, and I get it, too.
Yeah, it's then so you get funny. Some have pictures, and then...
They usually, the ones that have pictures, you know, because if they're sending you a naked picture right out of the gate, you know they're probably not a real person.
For
especially
sure.
named Ephraim Zimblist.
Mm-hmm. And they all have the same last name all
then,
in a row.
And then it'll be like the same copy and pasted message.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you must not been getting my messages. I've been trying to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for some NSA with a couple or,
I'm
you know,
Petey.
Whatever you happen to search to look for. Like, hey, me and my wife are looking for a third party to finish our tricycle out there, a third wheel, want to roll with us? And she's like, oh, I've been trying to get a hold of you for weeks. I can't believe you're so cute. And I was like, I didn't even send a picture.
Yeah.
And some of them say, I wish you'd stop questioning me. I'm real.
It's like, I'm real. Are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great opening line.
Not sure.
I got to use that one sometime.
I'm real.
But Bag of Bones, I have written here, and I don't recall it in the movie, but shot in the face, what the fuck, out of nowhere. Was he shot in the face?
Not the main character, but somebody was. I haven't watched it for about a year.
All right. And then, yeah, I thought...
Does that mean that stuck out to you in the movie? He was shot in the face?
Oh, I think it was one of the family members, or one of the... because the movie's based on the curse.
Right.
The curse from the blues lady.
That maid to the... from the old fair. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that they... and so the thing was, they had to limestone her bones away or whatever to break the curse. They lie.
Movies are always weird to me that where they, like, do this thing to where they go back in time or, you know, like, we got to go into this dream state and then run together and then we're in this thing and it's, like, reality. But...
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a, you know, I thought it was a really good story, an intriguing story, but I just I didn't know if the book ended similar to the movie, where it kind of just left off, making you almost wonder if he was going to kill that girl or not.
It does. It kind of ends like that.
Yeah, which I thought was brilliant, because for like the last 10 minutes, I kept wondering, did that break the curse? Is he going? Yeah. Let's go for a canoe ride or whatever. And I'm thinking, yeah. Man. And, yeah, I thought that one was by far, even though Langoliers was a little more intense, just with the situation,
yeah,
and Brosnan.
That's so weird. That's so close to, yeah. Pierce Brosnan and Brosnan, yeah. Pierce Cho.
Mm-hmm. But they, yeah, also, so, you so the Bag about, of Bones was a little bit slower to get going.
Yeah, because it was long. Well, I think Langoliers was probably longer in its entirety, because it was like a, yeah, 3 or 4 day miniseries.
Yeah, they're both
TV.
About the same, I think. Well, no, Langoliers was about...
over 3 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was almost 4.
Yeah, and the other one was then, 2 and something.
Yeah, 2.5 to 3.
So, you got to also think, like, when... Langoliers was made like mid to late 80s, I think. Maybe 90s, maybe early 90s, probably late 80s, though. And things were just, I don't know, all the movies that came out there seemed a bit cornier.
Certainly.
Like, when you look at them now in retrospect, and then Bag of Bones being made in the 2000s, more, I don't know.
I remember when Langoliers came out, and it was pretty cheesy when I tried to watch it, I remember, but yeah. I never made it through. You know, I just, it wasn't on my bucket list at the time when it was on TV.
Yeah.
But, you know, it definitely, it felt a lot different in the quality and just the era of filmmaking. And you, yeah, run into that a lot when you watch those old shows from the 80s. And
but then every once
90s.
In a while you'll find one maybe that was from the early 80s before things started to go that way that might have a little corniness to it, but it's like an instant classic. Like, I don't know. I don't even think The Shining has any corn in it.
Yeah.
It's not really that corny anywhere, but that was like 81, you know, yeah. So things hadn't got so 80s yet.
Mm-hmm. It was like, well, definitely in a not-for-TV kind of a thing too, right?
Yeah, that's why it sucks, like It and all the ones that got made for TV, I'm always leery. That's why I was wondering if The Dome was going to be good or bad.
13 episodes, man. It's hard to keep attention that long to every little detail and follow everything, but, you know.
I think what they did was just try to make it more of like a regular series that went for 13 episodes, you know, like instead of, mm-hmm, a mini.
Yeah.
It's almost like a maxi series.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a word or a...
It's just a series.
Yeah.
It's a one-season series.
It's a soap opera.
Or it could be, too. You know, maybe they'll push it on, or who knows. I don't know where the book ends off, so, you know.
Like when I used to always have TV Guide and have the listings for the soap operas,
yeah,
it would say All My Children, and then there would be a dash, and it would say Serial.
Oh.
Instead, yeah, of series.
It was on. It was like Prince Valiant, that comic strip.
Yeah.
Where it was on. If you didn't start watching in 1964.
You didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
You could catch up on anyone, any fucking whatever.
Oh, yeah. All you got to do is watch it for, yeah, a
Friday.
Week.
Just watch it on a Friday.
Yeah, and then you'll catch up on all the cliffhanger episodes, because that's all it is. Every episode has 30 storylines and a 2-second cliffhanger to tomorrow's episode.
Yep. On tomorrow's show.
It'd be great if you could go in and you're on this show that films every day of the year, but you're only going to be on screen for 2 minutes an episode. So you could film all your yearly things in like 3 or 4 days. Because you're going to be in a coma the whole season.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're playing your evil twin brother on the side.
That is true, yeah. Yeah, then you get double pay.
I heard recently, because we talked about it being on Hulu or something else, All My Children and One Life to Live, now got signed to go to the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Ah!
They're being owned. You just got owned. But yeah, so also Django Unchained will be premiering this summer on Oprah Winfrey Network as well.
Mm.
We haven't played that commercial for a while.
I heard her Pop is going to start his own network, Pop Winfrey Network, the Pwn Show.
Oh.
Pwn Network.
Pwn?
Yeah.
What's that stand for? Oh, it's like someone with a speech impediment?
No, it's like...
It's child pwn.
No, yeah. No, it's like a PWN when you pwn somebody.
Oh, pawn.
Pwn.
Pwn?
Yeah, it's video game lingo. Like when you beat somebody, I just pwned you.
I'm not a...
It's like what it comes, what it derives from is you're on your keyboard, right? And you go to type, I owned you, but you're so excited that you just killed them and like...
So you PWN'd them?
Yeah, so you put P and no, don't correct it, so you pwned them.
Okay. Gotcha. You just got pwned.
Mm-hmm.
You got pwned.
Yep.
There's no O in it, except for the O that's on the top of the P stick.
Yeah. Mm. P stick. Ah! I didn't know that was a... That kind
you
of
got a P
like,
stick in a circle.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a side view of a ball.
It is.
Dick and
I've never even really thought about that. Maybe that's why they call it P.
Yeah, that is why you call it P, out of the penis.
And then when it goes to D...
That's when you're on your back.
Yep.
And if you turn around, then it's a B. Hey, BDT, that's sign language. Sign language. That reminds me of that joke we talked about from Mitch Hedberg. You never like to wave at anybody that you don't know because they might not have a hand.
Yeah.
We'll check this out in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, wherever the fuck is Canada.
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan, yeah. A man with no arms recently won a court battle to contest his $160 fine for not wearing a seatbelt. Because how can you click it?
How would he drive?
How do you click it?
How does he drive?
He has a specially modified vehicle that's custom made for all of his needs.
Not a seatbelt needs.
He is unable to wear the seatbelt, but he lost his arms 28 years ago, and the seatbelt law at that time was not on the books when he started driving again. So Saskatchewan Government Insurance has now issued him an exemption to the law. Because, I guess just because of time.
Well, would you put the seat up? You couldn't put it around your shoulders, could you?
No. How could you click it or tick it?
Yeah. Well, I don't think he should be driving anyway. They should get him a driver.
No, he can't afford that, man. He spent all of his money on this custom-made vehicle.
Without his way to get a seatbelt on.
Well,
that's crazy. Well, it's good that they gave him an exemption, but
his fine was tossed out. And
I thought you were going to say he lost his arms due to a car accident where he was wearing his seatbelt.
So now he's
chopped them off.
So now he doesn't have to wear the seatbelt anymore.
Yeah,
because he's already lost his arms
due to a seatbelt accident.
But yeah, since the seatbelt law, I can't say that. I say seat law belt. The seatbelt law was not on the books when he started driving again. They offered him to have an exemption. So the motorist gave the police officer the note from his doctor a few days after receiving the ticket, but the officer was arrogant and ignorant. And the same as he was the day he issued the ticket. And he said, I treat everybody the same, and you people expect things different. Ooh, you handicapped people. You army capped. He's not just handicapped, he's army.
Also, being considerate is somehow given special attention.
I don't know, but the guy filed a formal complaint with that police office, and he thinks that the guy owes him an apology. He wants to shake his hand, but he doesn't have any. No, I just added that part. But yeah, so you're driving along. Dude don't have a seatbelt.
They'll play Armageddon it when he goes to court.
Probably, but wouldn't that be weird if you were a cop and you go, hey, that dude doesn't have a seatbelt on. Pull him over. Excuse me, sir, do you know why? Whoa. You don't have any arms? How are you driving right now?
Well, I got this special car, and I don't have to wear my seatbelt because my doctor said. He's like, no. The law's the law. And I'm going to hand you this ticket. You're going to have to take it in your mouth or something. I know I can't hand you the ticket.
I can't remember if that guy from the Oblongs drove, but he had no arms or legs. But I know he worked in a bottling plant.
That's a good name for him, the Oblongs. Didn't Will Ferrell have something to do with that?
He was. Yeah, okay. He played the father.
Okay. And that was the guy that you were just talking about?
Yeah.
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 I haven't watched that, but I need to.
One season, yeah, and they yanked it because it was pretty out there.
A little bit too risque? Possibly?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It was just weird. I don't think it was. It probably would have done better on, like, Adult Swim at the time.
Yeah.
But, it might last longer today, you know, more in the vein of like a Bob's Burger kind of a thing. to where it was a lot of comedians and stuff doing voices and
Eugene Merman.
Yeah, Bob's Burgers is pretty funny.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch it, but now I don't really have the ability.
Been showing it on Comedy Central now too. I think on Adult Swim.
Ah, cool, cool. Hey, I better get to this before I forget. All right. This has been a cliffhanger for 9 days now.
I'm ready.
Wednesday before last, I told I was going to tell a stupid, funny joke, and it's all about logic. Now, you probably know about logic. You're a fairly smart guy.
I'm all about logic.
Well, this is about a
logic
couple,
defies me.
This is a couple people that don't really, well, maybe they're from the South and they're not too smart. Guy decides, I'm going to go to college.
I'm going to.
He signs up for his basic classes, math, English, and writing, and logic is one of the classes. And he's asking the dean, what's this fourth class, logic? He goes, you know, don't know what logic is? He's like, I might. And the dean says, let me explain it to you, okay? Now, do you own a weed eater? He's all, yeah. He goes, okay, well, when you have a weed eater, I assume you have a lawn, right? He's like, yeah, I got a lawn. He's like, and because you have a lawn, I assume you have a house. That's, you know, it's kind of logical.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have a house, I assume you have a family and a wife. You have a family and a wife. And he's like, yeah. And because you have a wife, I am to assume that you are heterosexual, right? And he's like, totally. He's like, that's logic. I just logically deduced your sexual preference by, you know, starting with a question.
A weed eater.
Exactly. So he's like, that's awesome. Okay, I can't wait to get my classes started. And he went back to his buddy and met up at the bar. And he's like, what'd you learn in school today? And he goes, I learned a new thing about these other classes. It's about logic. And his friend's all, logic, what's that? And he's like, let me explain it to you. Do you own a weed eater? And he's like, no. And he's like, then you're gay. That's the joke. So there you go, cliffhanger delivered. It's actually pretty funny.
It's
pretty funny. So that was our thing at the fair. We were walking around saying, you got a weed eater? And if they'd say no, we'd say, you're gay. And they're like, I don't understand. I was like, let me explain it to you. Okay.
Yeah.
If
and
you
then,
had a weed eater, you'd have a lawn.
That's up there with fish sticks.
You're gay.
Do you like fish sticks in your mouth? Then you must be a gay fish.
I don't get it. I love fish
gay
sticks.
Fish.
They taste good, but I do gay not like having sex with other men. I heard a funny joke of a. I've been seeing a lot of unknown comics on Comedy Central recording all the Comedy Central Presents.
In a bag? With a bag on their head?
No. Not just people that I don't know of.
Oh, okay.
People that I don't know about that are popular enough to have
local,
their own.
Not like local, like, but local
they have a comedy,
around somewhere.
They have a Comedy Central Presents.
Oh, okay.
So they're that popular.
Okay.
But we're talking from 2009, 2006,
yeah.
2011.
I thought you were talking about like on sometimes late night on those obscure channels they have
like
comedy
TV
showcases.
Yeah.
Or...
No, but I saw this one guy and he had a funny joke that was like one of those. Oh, it didn't have anything to do. I don't know. It was just funny. Can't remember his name. Don't want to steal it, but I want to share it with you and the listeners. He said, yeah, I moved out to L.A. recently, and I just hate it because everything's so cliche. It's like if a girl goes out and sleeps with a bunch of guys, she's a slut. If a guy does that, he's a homosexual. You know, he sleeps with a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I can never remember these comics' names, and I only remember a couple jokes because most of them aren't funny, and it just makes me wonder, I guess if you just move to L.A. or New York and be adamant about being in the comedy scene, pretty soon you're going to have your own Comedy Central Presents because half these people or three-quarters of them don't go on to do anything.
Don't most say that just stick around for 15 years and you'll make it?
For sure. I just read that Jerry Seinfeld said that you don't find your comedic voice for at least 10 years of doing stand-up. And he goes, you might think you know your material, and you might not be writing a ton of new stuff, but go to those open mics every week. The open mic, if you don't do that, you'll never find your voice. Because open mics, you can go and just talk off the top of your head. You're not required by whoever's paying you or the club to stick to a set and make everybody laugh the whole time. You can just talk and say, oh, that didn't work. Maybe I should say this. You own a weed eater? Oh, you're gay. No, that doesn't work. You have to fill in the blanks first. But, yeah.
Did you know that? I think the most cliche thing anyone can say is that's so cliche. Because it's used every time somebody says a cliche.
Just you saying that is cliche.
I know.
It's like a total cliche. It's a cliche 22.
Yep.
That's what you're going to say? Cache 22. It's a cache 22. It's cache.
Yeah.
Today's National Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
Oh, man. Do you like ice? I love me a good ice cream sandwich, man.
I took the godson to the store for a nice treat on one of the hot days last week, and he chose a Neapolitan ice cream sandwich.
Nice.
He's like, I want the one with the strawberry and the chocolate. And then he proceeded to mostly just eat the outside, like if it was a sandwich, the bread.
Uh-huh.
The chocolate bread. He just picked most of that off there and ate the ends of it, dug a little bit of the chocolate out of the middle, ate all the outsides, and was about halfway done and said, I done. I figured as much, but used to love the ice cream sandwiches. Haven't had one in a while.
Yeah, they got all crazy on it, though, man. They got the ones with the big old fucking cookies on there.
Yeah, I like the traditional just vanilla with the chocolate, that stuff that sticks to the roof of your mouth, sticks to your teeth, and it's good. I like that stuff.
Yeah.
So, yep, go out and get yourself an ice cream sandwich today, because today's the day to do it.
There's ones that are pretty good, the mint ones, the big old moon pie ones.
Oh, yeah, moon pie. Oh. Minty moon pies.
And
they got
the
regular
Twix bars are good. The frozen Twix ice cream.
Donuts. Snickers. Also, while we're on National Day thing, we'll hit the birthdays because we haven't had any the last day or so. But horror movie awesomeness, Wes Craven. Happy birthday to you. You know, he's got to be getting old. He's been making movies for a long time. How old do you think Craven is today?
Let's see. His first movie was...
Them.
Them?
Or They.
Wasn't They Live?
Maybe.
No, that was that Roddy Roddy Piper movie. No, I thought that he was like The Hills Have Eyes or something like that.
Last House on the Left.
That's it.
Okay.
I don't know if that, you know, that's the first, but I...
That's early 70s. Early
that was his
70s.
First big one, I think.
So that's like
40 years ago. Let's go 40. Let's go. Yeah, that doesn't put him that much. 67.
So he must have got a later start than I would have thought, too. 74. So he was like 34.
Shit.
He'd probably been working on films for 15 years before he hit the big time, you know?
I always think of him, say Wes Craven, and I always picture Robert Englund.
Well, he's responsible for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he cast the movie as far as for the actors, but. Whoever did made an icon out of Robert Englund.
He cast that sweater.
Yeah. The Kurt Cobain sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And that funny hat.
Wouldn't it be weird if it turned out that Freddy was just Wolverine?
He is. It's Wolverine's grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard anyway. Also today from the Jesus Lizard, lead singer David Yao. And he's not even Chinese.
Wow. Yao.
David Yao.
Yowza!
You probably don't know much about the Jesus Lizard.
Not really. They had that one song, right?
They had more than one.
No, wait. I'm thinking of Jesus and Mary Chain.
Yeah, this is a more noisy, helmety kind of style.
Yeah.
53 today, David Yao. I can't believe he's that old. But
Northwest Band, right?
I don't believe so. I think they were from the noisy Chicago area, noise music area. Like,
I guess I associated them with earlier grunge.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were popular around that time as well. So.
Yeah.
Also today, actress in one of our shows that we used to like before it got done, Mary Louise Parker, Weeds Lady. She's a hottie.
And 18.
She could pass for 18. But, you know, seeing the last season, which was a year or two ago, and then trying to say how old do you think she was... And then add
I would probably put a realism of 43 to 46.
Yeah, that's pretty close. She's 49. So she's probably 46 during the last episode. But she's her skin, no wrinkles, clear, white, pasty skin. She's hottie. Hottie.
She is.
I would like to have
just that character, man.
Her in
so
my neighborhood.
Temptuous.
Oh, and just so no nonsense. Just like, look.
The way she bit down on that coffee straw all the time. What?
Look, you idiot. This is how it's going to be. Don't be stupid. And like, they just had to go, oh, okay. And then if she didn't get her way, she'd like go play dumb, maybe. I don't know. Shrug the shoulders. Get that.
She knew how to get what she wanted.
Yep. Also, great filmmaker, comedian, comic book aficionado as of late, probably always, but now with a show on TV, Kevin Smith. Clerks.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that who that is?
Podcast giant.
Yeah, Schmodcast, and he's doing the comic book heroes thing on IFC.
Have you ever watched that?
I haven't. It gets recorded
in my kind of funny
thing. My stepson
likes
to watch.
Yeah, it's interesting. They give each other a lot of shit on there, which is fun.
They like Kevin Smith a lot because of the Clerks, and then he recently did like that 2-hour stand-up special, but it wasn't like jokes. It was just him talking, but it was interesting and funny and kind of a Q&A session.
He just talks about,
kind of like he does on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely likes to talk, and he's got good stories.
You know what he looks like and stuff right now. How old do you think he is?
Well, I already know. He's like probably 41.
Close, 43, yep.
Wow.
And so, Clerks.
He did that I'm Fat and 40 show.
Oh, that's right. So that was a good key there. But, thinking back, the Clerks thing was at least 22 years ago, wasn't it?
He was 90s. A young kid.
Yeah, so he was only like 20, 22. So was Silent, or Jay. Jay and Silent Bob. Jay's the other dude.
Yeah, Jay's younger.
And he's all kind of fucked up now.
Yeah.
From what I hear, they had
he spent a lot of time on that drug train.
Yeah.
I don't think he's there anymore, but.
Dude, have you heard of that new. So I told you on the last episode, or two episodes, maybe Monday, I mentioned that our godson's mom got out of jail, and one of the first things she asked us is if we'd heard of this new drug that's on the East Coast.
That's a great sign.
I know. It's supposed to be making it over here. Well, it's just, talk in the jail.
Oh, certainly.
It's this new zombie drug. And I thought, what, like bath salts? They're like, no, it's called, and she didn't know what it was called, so I looked it up. It's called
brains.
It's called scopolamine, S-C-O-P-O-L-A-M-I-N-E, and it comes from this tree in South Africa, and what it is, it's like a date rape drug, but you stay awake, and you just get totally compliant, you'll do whatever people want you to, and then you have no recollection of it whatsoever. People have been using it in a negative fashion to have people help them rob their own houses, commit murders, sex slave types of stuff. The people in South America also say that they warn their children not to fall asleep under the scopolamine tree. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. I'm just pronouncing it phonetically.
Sounds right, yeah.
Scopolamine. And they say if you fall asleep, the pollen can fall down on you and you can get deathly ill. If you get an overdose, it will cause coma and then death. They use minute amounts in patches on cruise ships to curb motion sickness. So other people have been using it to just get high on, using in between the motion sickness dose and the coma dose, and getting a weird kind of a high effect on it. It's odorless, colorless, and tasteless. The seeds are legal in America. You can buy like 10 seeds in a pack and grow it in your own garden. So that's kind of dangerous.
Like the salvia.
So people can put their hands on it, and like you can blow it in someone's face, and they would never notice because it's odorless and tasteless.
The patch releases only 330 micrograms per day, and even at those reactions, you can have confusion, agitation, rambling, speech, hallucinations, paranoid behaviors, and delusions.
Yeah, and for the most part,
it would only be heightened by more, and I think it's pretty much taxed the nervous system.
And I can't understand what fun that would be to take it recreationally, but I could see bad people using it for bad things, like sprinkling in a drink or something and then saying, hey, after they're starting to feel it and feeling compliant and non-memorable, say, hey, you want to go with me, right? You want to go with me to my car and we're going to go back to my place. And then you just go and have your way with whoever. And then they don't, what happened last night? See, because with a roofie, you have to have sex with an unconscious person, which probably, I've never done that, but it doesn't seem like it'd be that fun.
Yeah.
Unless you were into necrophilia.
I don't know. You see some of those videos online of like sex play, role playing of dolls.
Yeah.
Where the girls will just go limp.
And I've seen videos on various porn sites where it's probably staged, but they say, two guys fucked a drunk, passed out chick.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And she's just like laying there. And
yeah.
Next thing you know, she's passed out, but she's sucking their dick.
Yeah, that's, it says that's weird. Just because it's so unpleasant, repeated use is infrequent. But some people do like the super high dosage, but it can be pretty fatal.
Yeah, and I heard if you have like a doable dose, which is not going to kill you, and you might get, you know, forgetful of what happened the day before, but you probably have like a severe headache, they said, the next day. And but you would wonder, why do I have a headache and why don't I remember anything? Thinking date rape drug. No, well, it's the new date rape drug.
Do you think that's technology that the aliens had when they would erase our memories and stuff? They were just giving us date rape drugs, and now we've, as a society, have caught up to alien technology to have that?
Well, I don't, maybe, if aliens are real, but I believe that those trees have probably been growing since back in the dinosaur days.
And, yeah, that is true.
But people didn't know to harvest and use it for bad or for good if they're doing it.
Well, they probably tried it and had no good effect.
Or like, oh, little Johnny or little Zuzubab fell asleep underneath the fucking scopolamine tree.
Yeah.
Well, and he came back and...
It's like a nightshade plant.
And then you're like, hey, where have you been for the last 14 hours? I don't know, Mommy. I can't remember anything.
It was like, aliens.
Don't
I saw
you
light.
Lie to me. Don't you lie to me, boy. And then they stuck. They probed me is what they did. They probed me. I wonder if aliens, like, also abduct animals and probe them and stuff.
I don't know. You think they would?
Like, pick up a big eight.
You think they'd be looking for Sasquatch as well as we are?
Well, he is.
Maybe that's what they're doing.
He is one of them.
I think so.
That's why you can't find them. It's just an apparition of a hologram that's blurry.
Yeah, they're mining our forests.
Like, I wonder if they
for our resources, moss.
I wonder if they take like cats and shit like that.
You hear about that lady who got attacked by stray cats?
I did. That's what I was getting at. That's amazing that you say that. I was trying to segue and you busted me. Yeah, I don't know if anybody else heard about the story, but a 31-year-old woman was walking her apricot poodle when six stray cats approached her and pounced. She said that they scratched and bit her daughter.
You saying it was a black poodle?
Apricot.
Huh?
Apricot.
Oh, I thought you said African poodle.
No, apricot.
Well, what the fuck is an apricot poodle?
It tastes like apricot when you eat it. I think it's the color of the poodle. I don't know. It's apparently a breed. And so she said that they scratched and bit my daughter and really went for her. Now, I don't know if I should be reading that in a French accent. They scratched and bit my womb. And really went for her. They jumped on her and managed to knock her over. The wildcats bit her on the leg and the arms. They even pierced an artery.
Dude, cats more dangerous than chainsaws.
I know. The woman was taken to the hospital where she received preventative rabies shots. Her dog was transported to a local area veterinarian. The vet told us that in his 20 years on the job, he had never seen such a thing. He could not find a single explanation for the cat's abnormal behavior. He said, we must get rid of this scourge. Scourge.
Oh, it's the liver in her twat.
Yep. Shouldn't have been carrying that tuna fish sandwich in your pussy.
Yep.
There are too many cats in this neighborhood, many of which are strays, and they are also lots of children, and we don't want that to happen again. He said the cats are typically solitary creatures and do not prey on humans or pray to a god. I just added that last part in and I made Dustin laugh.
Wouldn't they worship Jesus?
Careful, buddy. Don't. I just read a story about a man who laughed to death in England.
Wouldn't he? Wouldn't cats... The Egyptian cat god of Isis, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Now we're back on to Ankhs.
I know. But, yeah, this guy died from laughing so hard at a television show, and then his wife...
He was watching Friends.
It was an English TV show. I can't remember the name of it. But his wife actually...
Downton Abbey.
...called the station later.
No!
And thanked them for making the last moments of his life so enjoyable.
Thank you for finally killing him.
Thanks, because I've been wanting him to die forever, and this life insurance policy is getting expensive. No, but she was actually sincere, and she called and thanked them for killing her husband. No. Oh. But no, for making the last moments of his life totally enjoyable, which Hans can't understand. Anything that has to do with life being enjoyable. Except maybe when he's listening. And that's why today's choice, punk rock angst, is so Hans. It's so Hans for today, because I've heard Hans say this before.
Let me guess.
I've heard him say the name of this album in a sentence.
No, Peace Sells, but who's buying?
No. The band is called The Descendants.
Oh, wow. Getting all punky on us, huh?
So here's what Hans says sometimes. This album's called Everything Sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry, Hans, but I know how you feel, buddy. Sometimes everything...
So, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes
the Descendants are an 80s, right?
Yeah. Maybe late 70s when they first started, but mostly I think they were in the 80s.
They went on and did other bands, right? Like All...
I'm not too sure. I do not know the history of the Descendants. I don't know the Descendants of the Descendants.
I don't know too much history. I remember Brian being a fan and, maybe almost kind of, I don't want to say pop punk, but more on the poppy side as opposed to a hardcore kind of a thing. More of a fun, like a not again, I don't want to, because I haven't listened to him that much. More of a Dead Milkman than a Dead Kennedy.
Right. I think that's a good analogy.
All right.
But I don't know, like I said, if I heard the Descendants, I wouldn't be able to say, hey, that's the Descendants. Mm-hmm. But that's what
when they were going down.
I know what their dad's band sound like. And their grandpa. And the great-grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've been telling everybody, proud to say, rolling the vinyl again. I picked out 30 records to listen to, and I think about 10 in. No, maybe about 15 now.
You ever your records? Use that top spindle piece for the next album?
No,
rotation?
Mine just has a nub. Mine's one of those newer ones. Has a nub.
Yeah.
So you can't stack
them. That assumes that you take care of your records and don't want them to fall on each other.
And that you want to be able to take them off quickly and go... But I only have one turntable and two microphones, so that's backwards and it fucks it all up.
Yeah.
But,
you can have two dual singers.
Here's just a list of a few that I've listened to lately, more than one, because I hate just leaving you guys out. I picked out some old ones because my friend, well, whatever he is, Drunk Wade, brought over a whole stack of them. So I pulled out The Ventures, which is an instrumental surf rock.
Mm-hmm.
The album's called The Ventures Play Telstar.
And the local guy live around here?
Used to live in Veneta. I think he did move, though. And then he lived in Sweet Home for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe vice versa. I think he lived in Sweet Home and then moved to Veneta. Old Noki Edwards.
Yeah.
Might still be alive. My dad's a big fan of his, and I actually did some conversing via email. Maybe not email. Back in the day, it was mail.
Hmm.
But, also listened to Cat Stevens, T for the Tillerman. Hadn't heard that full album. I don't really like it that well, but it had, oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. And Big Country.
I didn't know.
Steel Town. Their second album, Steel Town. Not
now,
big. It was,
I got, do you prefer Cat Stevens or his brother Ray?
I think I prefer Big Country over both. No, I prefer Ray Stevens because he had some funny shit.
Yeah,
Ahab the Arab. The Streak.
The Streak. That was
man,
classic.
Those are all good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, also listening
call
to...
Call me The Streak.
Some Turtles, some Angel City, The Cars, and Cheap Trick because I was sad because I missed that show last week.
Were you hearing a lot of...
These are actually in pretty good shape.
Right on.
I tried listening to Cheech and Chong's The Wedding album, but that had skip after skip on it. It sucked. And that has some good skits on it.
Yeah.
Black Lassie.
Like the skit, skip after skip.
Yeah, it had Earache My Eye, Professional Wrestling, or Championship Wrestling, which, as I listen to it now, it's filled with sexual innuendos that are totally blatant. But when I was like six and listening to it, I didn't get it, and I wondered why that skit wasn't funny to me. These guys are watching TV, and they're watching wrestling, and then they're calling the shot. Oh, he's really smacked him in the... I can't even remember now, but it's funny now when I listen to it. It's like, you guys are pushing the envelope for 1974. So that's what I've been listening to, all kinds of shit. I will keep it shorter, but now I just had to catch you guys up. But
I'll
keep it to one from now on.
I finished catching up on that Zero Hour show.
Yeah.
Which is pretty interesting.
And what network is that originally broadcast on?
Fox or ABC. Okay. Something. I think it's ABC, actually. It's very, very interesting storyline.
You're watching it on Hulu or something?
Yeah. But it's got some guy on there. I can't remember his name. Anthony Edwards, maybe. Edward Anthony.
From ER?
Yeah.
Okay. Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, he's on there. And it's got a World War II Nazi vibe backstory to it. And I don't know. If you plan on watching it, I don't want to give away the entire synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
But very interesting about the possibilities of what happens if you wanted to create the resurrection of Christ.
Like a fake resurrection?
Like, well, let's say, I don't know. I mean, these are major plot points of twists in the story.
Okay, well, then never mind.
All right.
But yeah, I'll check it out. Anthony Edwards, did you know that he was one of the other dudes in Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Him and Spicoli and Nicolas Cage. And like when they
that
came in, when they came
familiar.
In and Spicoli like, took his shirt off and they're all no shirt, no shoes, no dyes.
I'd have to rewatch it to.
He was a youngster, like 1920, and so was Nicolas Cage. They didn't have many speaking parts. They were just in there, like Spicoli stoner buddies.
Mm-hmm. He's a strong, underrated actor.
He was in something else, too, before ER, but I can't recall what it is or was or will be.
Yeah, I don't put it up there with the must-watch or anything, but it's definitely an interesting storyline.
Yeah, I got to get
twists.
I'm really interested in watching that Orange is the New Black now with all those titties in the opening scenes. Mm-hmm. But
great characterizations, and I don't know if she's on the same, looseness of the character of, what was her name, from Weeds or whatever.
Oh, but, Birthday Girl.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's definitely great characters. I enjoyed.
They got great boobs too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's some other crazy boobs.
I would
too.
Imagine so. When you got the first 3 minutes, it's just
you gotta watch out for crazy eyes, though.
Crazy eyes killer.
Look, it's not crazy eyes killer, but it's crazy eyes.
All right, I'll check it out. Need to go to an area where my phone works well enough to obtain a 3G signal for 40 minutes or 50 minutes. I noticed the pilot was like 51 minutes. And
it's pretty much around 50 to an hour for each one. I might go back and rewatch it because, I thought it was a fun show. But
if nothing else, I'll just go down to my dad's and watch my... I can handle watching a movie on my Kindle. It's not, not that small.
Yeah.
Because I'm holding it right up to my face, kind of like watching porn on a phone. Mm-hmm.
If you hold sometimes, it right up I'll just set up my phone to watch some Netflix when I'm laying down in the sleep.
Have you seen those new tablet pillows? Late night commercial. Sometimes I do get caught up watching a late night commercial. Actually, I'll be like doing something on my Kindle or collecting information.
You just don't realize it's going on
in the
background.
Something that I've watched on the DVR has went to stop, and then it goes to my DVR menu, but then whatever's on TV is up in the right hand corner.
Oh yeah.
And so then all of a sudden I'm hearing this, it's the new tablet pillow. So it's a pillow with like a slit cut in it, and so you can put your tablet in it and you can set it on your lap when you're laying
it seems
in
like
bed.
That would just create a fire hazard. Wouldn't that get pretty hot?
I guess it would. This gets hot just sitting on my board.
Yeah, my phone gets pretty hot. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucking hotter than I thought it was going to be when I told you. I was like, that's hotter than I thought it was going to be.
That would burn you down if you put inside a bunch
of
cotton.
Using your laptop just all bundled up on your covers, just totally covered up. You're like, oh, my motherboard fucking fried, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
You need one of those coolers probably. Something.
If I'm watching like an old show about like ancient mysteries or like a Stonehenge show or something like that, which sometimes I'll watch while I'm crashing on my phone.
Right.
Those are kind of fun. Easter Island. I watched one where these guys were moving the Easter Island rocks. They're trying to figure out how they moved them, and they actually did it. They walked one. one of those big giant stones, right. You know, because what they noticed is he had the path and all these things were along the path and they were either falling over or falling back as they got there. And they brought in all these people and they had like ropes tied around and they were just trying to pull, you know, one, then the other side, trying to get it to rock back and forth.
Get the rock to rock.
And it wouldn't work. And they had to, finally they tied one in the middle to where that one could always be being pulled with the other one. Then it started to walk and then they got it and then eventually it fell down just like the other ones that had been in the past. So I think they figured out how they made them walk.
Right. And is that Easter Island where they recently dug down and they were actually, those rocks were actually like way deep down in the ground as well?
Not sure.
Is it kind of like Stonehenge, those rock kind of things?
Yeah. These were the ones that looked like giant soldiers all around the island for protection. Yeah. And
I thought I saw a picture with it dug down like 500 feet and it was still.
Could be.
But I don't know if that was the same thing or if, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Could have been that or Stonehenge.
Could have been a doctored picture for all I know.
I'm not sure. I didn't hear anything on that.
Right on. All right. Well, we're getting to the end here. I'd like to tell you to go to tagcastpodcast.com. Check it out. Click on the links. Surf around. We got some links on some of the episodes. It'll take you to maybe a funny picture or a funny story. And also, we got the donate button to give us a dollar or whatever, 20 cents.
Speaking of donating, did you know in Paraguay? Is that how you say it?
Some people say Paraguay. Some people say Paraguay.
I got a Paraguay's for you.
What do you got?
No, it's dueling in Paraguay is legal only if both people participating in the duel are registered blood donors.
All right.
So as long as you're thinking ahead, duel away.
Cool. And next time I get mad at someone and I want to take it out in a duel, I'm just going to say, dude, we're going to Paraguay.
Yeah.
And you better
play. I wonder if that counts for sword fighting, too.
Bum sword fights.
Yep.
In Paraguay. No, I don't know. Duel. When I think of a duel, I think of a 10 paces, turn around, shoot your opponent.
Yeah.
You know, with a gun. But then I guess dueling is also sword fighting, depending on your fencing or whatever it is. But also go to terrygal.com. Go to Facebook, Twitter, all those things. Check us out. We're everywhere on the internet. And someday we might do another live podcast. Just tell us where you want us to go. Call the hotline. Do you remember the number?
791-6824.
I have to say it like the rap song or I can never remember.
I know, I was going to say 682.
So if you're feeling bored, call 791-68 fucking shit.
24, biatches.
791. Oh wait, 541-791.
Six tag.
Isn't it 971? It's been so long since I plugged it, I can't remember.
It's not in order, 791.
Is it?
Yeah, because 791 is in order, so.
971 is in order.
971 is in order, and that's not it. It's
541-791-6824. That's it.
Bam!
All right, thanks for listening on a Friday. We'll see you Monday morning, bright and early.
Heck yeah, rock on.
And metal.
Boodle-doo-doo.
Hey, all you taggots. You ready for a new background track? I think I am about ready. Been rolling this Black Napkins for months now. So stay tuned for the next plugs to have a new background track next week. Here we go, every Friday for a few more weeks. Comedy at the Baghdad in Portland, Baghdad Theater, 37th and Hawthorne, with your host, Tristan Spillman. It's been going on for about 7 years. It's coming to a close on September 6th as the final Friday. About 20 of Portland's best comics will be there that night. Go and support. Still only $5. Every Wednesday, it's the weekly recurring humor night up in Portland at the Tonic Lounge, hosted by Whitney Streed. There's also an open mic afterwards. The show starts at 9, open mic's at 11. And then every second Friday in Eugene, every second Friday of the month, Pantsless Comedy Show with Mike McGowan. He always has a great headliner and great comics all the way around. That's at Cornucopia in Eugene, 5th and Pearl. August 2nd, Boys to Cult in Witch Mountain at the Benton County Fairgrounds for the Benton County Fair. It's going to be an awesome show. August 5th, it's the Sword, Castle, and American Sharks at the Hawthorne Theater. August 8th, Fog Hat here in Albany at the River Rhythms Monteith Park. That's a free show. I think I might go to that. My wife has me talked into it, I think. I didn't get tickets for Doug Benson, which is also August 8th at the Grand Theater, Salem. That's close to sold out, I think, so contact Raven's Eye Productions for ticket info. August 8th through 11th, a four-day metal festival called the Northwestern Black Circle No. 5 is happening at Bronx in Portland. Thursday's headliners are Ex Mortis and Witch Haven. Friday night, you got Insanity and Poison Idea. Saturday, Grave Hill, Drawn and Quartered, and Ghoul. And then on the Sunday night, it's Vaughn, Toxic Holocaust, Ceremonial Castings. Plus, each night has about seven other bands I didn't mention, totaling about 40, 45 bands. It's a $52 four-day pass, or you can get tickets at the door for $16 a day, $14 in advance. August 24th, it's Black Sabbath at the Gorge Amphitheater up in George, Washington. Should be a great show. I don't know who's opening for them yet, but check it out. And like I said, Comedy at the Baghdad, August 30th. It's my time to shine, my last performance at the Baghdad Theater with your host, like I said, Tristan Spillman. It's a $5 cover. Starts somewhere between 8 and 10. I'll give you more details as the date approaches. September 8th, the Uproar Festival at the Sleep Country Amphitheater with Alice in Chains, James Addiction, and possibly local acts like 30 Pound Test if you go to their website and vote for them. Also, In Her Memory is in the running for that. The Bam Margera Experience. I don't know what that is, but they're coming to the Hawthorne Theater September 3rd with Head P.E. and some other things.
Skater.
I know who he is, but I don't know if that's a band or what. The Bam Margera Experience. Also, the Moody Blues are coming to the Holt Center. That's a ways off, though. October 22nd. If you're into that, they always come back there, and I heard they put on a great show. Not a big fan of them, but if you are, you should go see them because they probably won't be playing too much longer. They're getting old. September 12th, Led Zeppelin, great tribute to Led Zeppelin, is playing somewhere. I believe the Wow Hall. Don't have very great information right here. Some good metal shows coming to the Hawthorne Theater in October, like Diamond Head and Raven on October 11th, Creator and Overkill on the 13th, Godflesh is also coming back, and Pearl Jam is going to be at the Rose Garden on November 29th. And my battery is dying on my media device. You guys have a great day. Go out and do some shows. Do them. Up the butt. This has been Plugs, Tagcast, podcast.com, the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Go listen.